Hello everyone, I'm here with the team, and you know this is your boy D. I wanted to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you tonight. This is going to be a quick little podcast episode because I'm kind of tired, and I just want to give my thoughts about this crazy situation going on with Barack Obama and Tucker Carlson interviewing this guy named, what's this guy name? Goodness gracious, it's been so much. Larry Sinclair, that's his name. Interviewing this guy named Larry Sinclair, who claimed back in the 90s that he had sex with Obama and that they smoked crack together, or that he witnessed Obama doing crack. So, you know, Tucker Carlson used to be on Fox News, and then when Fox News was hit with a major, damn near $1 billion lawsuit, because during the 2020 election, some of their anchors had people on there who were making false claims that the election was stolen, and some of their anchors were also alluding to that fact because they were losing subscribers when they announced Joe Biden was the winner. Tucker Carlson was one of the main people who, you know, pushed that lie. And, you know, ever since he's been on Fox News, he's really pushed a lot of conspiracy theories. He's pushed a white replacement theory, which, you know, is a conspiracy that the powers that be are trying to kill off white people to make room for minorities. And that has influenced a lot of, you know, teenage white boys to actually commit acts of murder and use that theory as justification for killing people. You know, when he was on Fox, it seemed like every night he was bitching and moaning about some TV show, some song. You know, he kept LGBT in his mouth. He kept, you know, Black Lives Matter in his mouth. You know, he's the typical conservative Karen. But you know what? He was fired. And I believe I talked about that on his podcast. He got fired. And since Elon Musk, who's another crackpot in and of itself, bought Twitter and turned it into a platform called X, Tucker Carlson has decided he's just gonna have a podcast on there. And you know, he's slowly been building himself back up again, but last week he ended up breaking the internet somewhat by having a man named Larry Sinclair on his show. And Larry Sinclair is going around saying that he had sex with Obama, President Barack Obama, the first Black president of the United States, the first president of African descent of the United States, and that he witnessed Obama doing crack. Now, since this has premiered, because the thing premiered Wednesday, I believe, I've seen people on YouTube discussing this. I've seen people arguing all in these chat rooms, all on YouTube. So, hell, I might as well get involved in it. Now, I'ma say this. And, you know, my opinion, y'all know my opinion is my opinion. And, you know, it might make some people offended, or it might make some people uncomfortable, but again, it's my opinion. I watched the whole interview. The interview is like 41 minutes. It's on Twitter. It's also on YouTube. Certain parts of it on YouTube. You know, that guy, Larry Sinclair, this is not his first time saying this. He actually said this back in 2007, I believe, when Obama announced he was running. It was either 2007 or 2008. If you know, Obama won in 2008. So he's been saying this stuff. Now, I'm seeing people who are believing him sick, going around saying that he passed the polygraph test. That's a lie. He actually failed it. He has a long history of scamming people, of lying, and he himself is a drug addict. Right now, people are you know, making fun of him because he has damn near no teeth in his mouth. He has wrinkly skin, and you know he's fat. Now, if you go look up pictures of Larry back in the 90s when he said this happened, Larry actually was an attractive guy. Like, he looked like a normal gay man 30 years ago. But you really do see where drugs just wore him out. you know, he should be a poster child for why people should not do hard drugs. Because, I mean, you look at what he looked like before and what he looked like after. Damn. Just damn. But getting off that point, I listened to the whole podcast. And, you know, it was just so interesting to me to see all these conservative people, you know, just giddy about this. And, you know, foaming at the mouth and saying, you know, we got Obama. Obama needs to be prosecuted and all this. But when you actually listen to the video, you know, one, the guy has no proof any of this happened. It's just literally gossip. Two, you know, Obama has not committed a crime. Like, in that whole interview, he does not accuse Obama of committing a crime. He just says Obama is gay and does drugs and talks about a gay choir singer named Darren Young, who, you know, was killed at the Reverend, I think his name is Reverend Wright. You know, the Obamas used to belong to this really radical church in Chicago, and I believe the Reverend was Reverend Wright. You know, the guy was in the choir, then he ended up dead. You know, but again, Larry Sinclair does not say Obama killed that man. All he's saying is that Obama is he says he thinks Obama is bisexual and has done cocaine and crack. You know, those things in and of itself are not a crime. You know, being gay is not a crime, even though a lot of these conservative people want it to be a crime. It's not a crime. So, you know, seeing all these people lose their mind and foaming at the mouth, like they finally got something on Obama, is just very interesting to me. Now, me personally speaking, do I believe this guy? No, not really. He has too many credibility issues. And, you know, also, I'm just wondering why he's doing this now again. I understood why he did it back in 2007 when Obama was running. But why is he coming out now? This, along with that dude who wrote a book on Obama, I think he's about to write another book, David Garrows. He's another one with a very interesting past. He's come out and, you know, and is discussing this letter that Obama wrote to his ex-girlfriend and the details how Obama fantasized about having sex with men. And, you know, there's pictures of the letter. The letter is apparently from the archives at the university, because a lot of these presidents who, you know, the colleges that they went to, some of their letters and stuff they wrote in college, some of these colleges keep it locked up in a vault. Or there's an exhibit. And you can, you know, if you're a researcher, you're a professor, you can get permission to go in there. As someone who's worked at a library, you know, there was a room where you can get permission to go and look at old artifacts if you wanted to. You know, again, just very interesting stuff if you're interested in that. But getting back on topic, that letter was circulating about 3 weeks ago, and now you have this interview. And people are starting to pull up this old clip of the comedian Joan Rivers. The TMZ was following her, and they asked her back in 2014 if America was ready for its first gay president. And she said Obama was gay. America already has their first gay president. Then she called Michelle Obama a tranny. Because in a lot of right-wing circles, there's a belief that Michelle Obama is a transgender. So all of this stuff is going on, but Obama has not been in office going on a decade now. So why is all this stuff coming out? Why are these rumors starting to be pushed about Obama not being 100% straight? And in my personal opinion, I think the reason all of this stuff is happening is someone, I don't know, and I don't know if it's someone on the Republican side or if it's one of these Democrats, someone is trying to send a message to the Obamas that Michelle Obama better not run for president. There's been a lot of chatter about Michelle Obama running. You know, this chatter has been going on since 2020 about Michelle Obama running for president. Because we just got to keep it real. Even though Joe Biden said he's running in 2024, I don't think Joe Biden gonna run. Joe Biden is too damn old and he is not there cognitively and he is very unpopular. Kamala Harris, his vice president, is very unpopular, doesn't really do nothing with her job, and is very unlikable. So come 2024, I think the Democrats are going to have to replace them and get a new team. Now people are saying Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, should run. Of course, you got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Talking about running. And then you have some other people thrown in the mix discussing running as well. But a lot of people are trying to push Michelle Obama to run. Michelle Obama is still very likable. Michelle Obama has no real scandals attached to her name. And Michelle Obama, you know, is a role model for a lot of young women, especially young Black women. And Michelle Obama can still bring in a large crowd with her speaking engagements, and she's written a bunch of books that have gone number one. So that's where they're saying Michelle Obama should run for president. So in my personal opinion, I think all of this is coming out because someone is trying to, you know, send a warning that Michelle Obama, you should not run for president again. I don't know if it's the Republicans or if it's the Democrats, but someone does not want Michelle Obama to run because there's a strong chance she might win. And, you know, for those of you who are saying if Obama is not completely straight, if he's bi, he's gay, why does that matter? I agree with you 110%. Why does that matter? Me personally speaking, do I think Obama is fully straight? No, I don't. I do think Obama might be bisexual. I felt that way since I was in high school, actually. So when he do I think Obama wrote that letter? Yes, I do. I don't think he slept with Larry Sinclair, but I think Obama has messed around with a man a couple of times. I'm not gonna lie about that. You know, because he does give off that energy. He does. And I think that's why there's so much contempt for Obama from the right. Because this is a man who, you know, does not fit in with the traditional stereotype of a Black man in America. He's mixed. He was raised in a white family. He was raised with his mother's grandparents, his white grandparents in Hawaii. He's lived in Indonesia. He has half siblings in other countries. He's skinny. And even though, you know, he does speak some slang, okay, he ain't the most Blackest masculine man ever. You know, Obama is a very traditionally white acting Black man. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying. And the fact that someone like him won the presidency, I don't think these people ever got over that. You know, I remember my teacher, I was going to a Catholic school, and my teacher let us watch the inauguration in the classroom. And, you know, it was so amazing seeing the inauguration. But I remember, you know, some of the people who were commenting on the inauguration, they kept saying that they did not believe, they were in shock that he won this presidency, because on paper he really shouldn't have won. You know, on paper, when you look at everything, John McCain technically should have won, but Obama won. And not only won, but he won twice. And again, I don't think the Republicans ever fully got over that. That's why you saw things like Donald Trump attacking his citizenship. That's why you see all these stories about Michelle being a transgender. And now you see this with he might be gay or bisexual. And you know what? There might be some truth to that, like I said. But again, that's not a crime. I'm seeing people comparing this to Trump. You know, Trump has actually committed crimes. Obama has not committed any crimes. But I do feel like if they start digging through Obama's past and Michelle's past, they might start seeing actual evidence of Obama having an affair with a man, or, you know, messing around with a dude. Or worse, Michelle knowing about it and being okay with it. And if Michelle run for president, I do think that would mess her up. Because the culture has greatly kind of shifted around LGBT. And you do see a lot of anti-LGBT people getting elected to office now, pushing these laws. And again, it's bad enough some of these people are going around calling Michelle a transgender. And if she ran for president, you know, there's a strong possibility she might not win. Or worse, she might get assaulted. She might get attacked. So that's really my theory on that. Again, it's just my theories, my opinion. I could be very wrong, but that's just how I feel right now. But what's so sad to me is I'm seeing a lot of these young black men on YouTube who are reacting to this, and they're going around calling Michelle Michael. You know, they're making fun of Michelle, they're making fun of Obama, and just, you know, running with that dude's story without no facts. And this is why it's so important to push back against conspiracy theories, or, you know, point out simple facts. You know, the belief that Michelle Obama is a man has never made sense to me from the very beginning. There's literally pictures of Michelle as a girl, a young girl going to elementary school. There's pictures of her at her prom. There's pictures of her graduating from high school, from college. If Michelle Obama was not a woman, one of her classmates would have been said that by now. Especially back in 2007 when Barack Obama was running. And to see some of these young black men and you know, even black couples, period, on YouTube entertaining this, it just goes to show you that anti-blackness is, you know, an entertaining thing to partake in for money, even if you're black yourself. Because only dark-skinned women with muscles who are tall are called transgender. Sierra was called a transgender. Serena and Venus Williams were called transgenders, you know, and now Michelle Obama has been called a transgender. And some people just think it's funny, and it's not. It's racism, pure and simple. All of this is not, is racism and homophobia all wrapped up into one giant ass bow, all for political gains and personal vendettas. Because like I said, the Obamas have triggered the people, some of these people, especially Tucker Carlson, for years. This clip's of Tucker Carlson going off on Obama on Fox News and MSNBC going back to 2008 on the inauguration day. So that just goes to show you, when people dislike you, they will find every way to try to destroy you. But again, interestingly enough, they can never say that Obama committed a crime. They can't. So that's my little rant about that situation. If you know, want to come on here and debate this with me, by all means, hit me in the DM. You know where to find me. You know, if I have time, you know, I'll set out a date for anyone to jump on this podcast with me. But on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea, and everyone have a blessed night.